Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The federal government shutdown that began in late December is delaying farmers' ability to sign up for the Market Facilitation Program and a number of other programs administered by the Farm Service Agency. Kentucky FSA Director Brian Laceville says sign-up for the second round of the MFP will begin quickly after the government reopens.
The Secretary has announced that we will have an extension of the Market Facilitation Program sign-up. Initially, the sign-up date was the 15th of January, which is now come and gone, but the Secretary has already issued a statement that we've extended the deadline and will continue to extend the deadline for one day past that for every day we're shut down.
Laceville says farmers will have 2 weeks to sign up.
They'll essentially guarantee us that two-week period we had after January 1 to get in and get signed up once the government shutdown is over. We're back open for business. Producers will be able to get in.
He adds farmers will still have planned time to file their necessary reports for payments.
Now note that January 15th deadline was just the date to sign up for the program, to sign up for participation in it. The producer actually has until May the 1st to certify their production. And this program, the producer is self-certifying, so they're bringing in their production and certifying it. So that gives the producer time if they're still hauling grain, trying to get the bushel accurate number, they have time to do that.
Laceville talks about other programs affected in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. We're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
FSA Director Brian Laceville says a number of other programs are being impacted by the shutdown.
This is the time from our farm loan programs where producers are coming in. They're settling up on what we had out from last year. We're starting to work with their farm loan officer and get a plan for the 2019 crop. That's where our lenders are also working with our partnering guaranteed lenders, with our commercial banks and our farm credit system, to where we partner with them working with customers.
He adds the dairy and livestock programs will also be affected.
The same thing for any of our other programs with our dairy program, our livestock indemnity program, NAP program, disaster programs. All those are just, we've got the pin stuck in them and we're waiting until we reopen and can get back to working and serving the farmers that we work for.
More information is available at farmers.gov. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.